Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 142. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a prosperous new year I wish upon all of you. And we're going to start off the news with some news on our 4,300th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to congratulate Corinne Elizabeth Ricciardi, hope I didn't say that wrong, of Pickerington, Ohio, for being our 4,300th like on Facebook. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout-out. So once again, congratulations to Corinne Elizabeth Ricciardi. Please tell your friends to tune in and like us as well, and also follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show. We have this news from HauntCon. HauntCon has announced its schedule of hands-on, full-day, and half-day workshops that join over 70 hours of advanced education taking place at their annual event, January 25th through the 27th in New Orleans. The full-day and half-day workshops are taking place Thursday, January 24th. The workshops, which cover topics ranging from prop making and airbrushing to life casting, business plans, and more, are designed to teach haunters advanced level skills to take back to their haunts for the 2019 season. As the first show of the year, HauntCon is a launching pad for new products, trends, and ideas. Quote, "We are thrilled to have such talented presenters joining us in 2019 to present this year's workshops," unquote, commented Liz Irving, Senior Vice President of Marketing for HauntCon and the Halloween and Party Expo. "This year's show is centered around inspiration and new ideas, and we are so excited for all the advanced skills being showcased through the education sessions. We hope that the sessions provide actionable skills, strategies, and techniques for haunters of all levels to bring back to their businesses. HauntCon's full-day and half-day advanced workshops will take place prior to HauntCon opening, as requested by the haunt community, on Thursday, January 24th, and are designed to delve into larger, more complicated subjects that need more time than can be covered in a one-hour seminar. These classes offer hours of in-depth, hands-on, one-on-one instruction. For more information, tickets, and more, visit HauntCon.com. We have a little haunt news, this time from the Haunted Hill for Charity in Huntsville, Alabama. Interested in volunteering for a one-of-a-kind murder mystery haunted house? Please join us for one of our planning meetings. We already have the storyline and plot in place, but we are in need of more volunteers. The My Bloody Valentine event, The Mystery of Haunted Hill, is a murder mystery set within a haunted house. There will be a haunted house with escape rooms where you solve the mystery and a dance floor with appetizers and refreshments. We need actors, extras, prop creators, promoters, parking attendants, ticket takers, stagehands, and assistant directors. There are many open slots available. Join us for our second planning meeting to have your ideas included in this awesome event to raise money for our community. Showing up late is okay. We will have a rehearsal meeting every 2 weeks until the end of January. Then practices will be weekly. The event will be the 11th, 12th, 14th, 15th, and 16th of February. We'll see you all there. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Haunted Hill Haunt for Charity. That is the number 4, Haunted Hill Haunt for Charity on Facebook. We have this news from Paxton Manor and Shocktober in Leesburg, Virginia. Every Fear Brewery near Valentine's Day Paxton Manor opens its doors for an annual anti-Valentine event on Friday, February 15th and Saturday, February 16th. My Bloody Valentine is a self-guided haunted house tour for all those looking to do something unique this Valentine's Day. Whether you want to hold your loved one closer while going through 32 rooms of terror, or whether you're single and want to go out with a bunch of friends because love stinks, our event is open to you. Join us for this fun and non-traditional twisted love attraction. This is a PG-13 event and not for the faint of heart. All proceeds from Shocktober benefit the Arc of London, a nonprofit that serves both adults and children with disabilities in Loudoun County. I guess that's in Virginia. Get more information about Paxton Manor and Shocktober at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Shocktober. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of horror icon and Days of the Dead Hall of Famer Sid Haig to the lineup for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening January 25th through the 27th at the Sheraton Atlanta downtown. An actor with no need for introduction. Well, we're going to give you one anyway. Sid Haig has appeared in over 100 roles over the past six decades. He's best remembered by horror fans for his role as Captain Spaulding in House of 1,000 Corpses and The Devil's Rejects. He's also appeared in Spider Baby, Bone Tomahawk, Coffee, THX 1138, Foxy Brown, and many, many, many more films and TV. Due to popular demand, Sid will once again be doing Captain Spaulding photo ops this year at select appearances, and we're excited to announce that Days of the Dead Atlanta will be featuring him donning his look as seen in House of 1,000 Corpses for a special photo op fans will not want to miss. This is on Saturday only. The photo op can include up to two persons and comes with an 8x10 hard copy. Tickets for Days of the Dead and much more information are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this announcement from The Darkness in St. Louis. We have a huge announcement. The Darkness has officially started to renovate for the Trans World Haunted House Trade Show in March. We will be building the biggest scene we've ever done with more fireworks than ever. We're building a scene called Skull Kingdom and replacing the old jungle scene. The new scene will feature Skull Viper animation, Skull Warrior animation, Giant Skull animation, Skull Army animations, a swinging suspended bridge, flying rigs, waterfalls, giant puppet animation, and if that wasn't enough, a light show. And this is all in one scene. Furthermore, the Darkness will feature a new escape room, Pirate's Curse, plus, since Transworld, we renovated the cellar and changed our entire escape room lobby. If that wasn't enough, we totally changed our Hive Zombie Haunt and our gift store. And if that wasn't enough, we have torn out one of the scenes upstairs and we're building a new scene called None, but we won't start that for another couple of weeks. Tickets will go on sale in January. Also, Lemp will be open again and feature all new scenes. We've purchased over $100,000 in new equipment from different companies for this event. Stay tuned. Keep up with the latest at The Darkness. .com, and they'll see you at Transworld. And it's never too early to get news from Halloween Horror Nights 2019 in Orlando, Florida, via BehindTheThrills.com. It's never too early to start the panic. The official Universal Orlando website already has the first dates listed for Halloween Horror Nights, and the fear is coming earlier than ever. Halloween Horror Nights 29 kicks off on September 6th, a full week earlier than Halloween Horror Nights 28. Usually the first weekend in September is reserved for Rock the Universe. However, in 19, Rock the Universe moves to the dates usually reserved for Celebration of Harry Potter, which is not returning to Universal Orlando. This is the earliest date for Halloween Horror Nights yet, and it will be interesting to see how things roll out. Halloween Horror Nights 28 had the biggest year of the event in the event's history and saw a total of 10 houses and 5 scare zones. It also saw the record-breaking maze Stranger Things. It's a safe bet that we can expect to see Stranger Things 2 happening in 19, especially with Stranger Things 3 dropping on Netflix in the summer. It's going to be a hot ticket once again. What else can we expect to see? We have a few ideas and have heard some rumors, but we'll hold on to those for another day soon. As always, Big Scary Show will keep up to date on this story and let you know when we get updates. Or check out BehindTheThrills.com for more. We have this news from Evil Dead the Musical coming to Chicago. Evil Dead the Musical returns to Chicago in January. It just wouldn't stay dead. Black Button Eyes Productions brings this loving and cheerfully profane musical parody of Sam Raimi's classic Evil Dead films back to the city for its Chicago storefront premiere. When a group of fresh-faced college kids go to a cabin in the woods for spring break, it's only a matter of time before spells are spoken and demonic possessions begin. Take in the horror and hilarity in the gritty storefront setting where this show belongs. January 11th through February 16th at the Broadway at Pride Arts Center, 4139 North Broadway Avenue. Chicago performances are Thursday through Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2, plus one-off industry off-night performances on Tuesday, January 29th at 7:30. The official opening night is Friday, January 18th at 7:30. The runtime's approximately 2 hours and 10 minutes, including a 10-minute intermission. For details, more information, and tickets, visit blackbuttoneyes.com/evil-dead. We have this news from the Tremors franchise via BloodyDisgusting.com. If you're asking me, the Tremors films have consistently remained a whole lot of fun over the years, and much of that entertainment factor is thanks to its franchise star, Michael Gross, who's always all in as the endlessly amusing graboid hunter, Burt Gummer. The franchise's sixth installment was released earlier this year, and another is likely on the way next year. Gross just confirmed over on Facebook that he signed on for a Tremors 7. Quote, Facebook fans will be delighted to know I have just agreed to the terms of a contract for a seventh film, the actor wrote on Facebook. My best estimate is that Burt Gummer will begin his hunt for graboids and other nefarious forms of wildlife in the fall of 2019. Meanwhile, sadly, the Kevin Bacon-led sequel to the original Tremors, planned to be a TV series, was canceled earlier this year in the wake of the pilot episode being filmed. And as always, we'll keep you up to date as we get news. Speaking of news, we have this news on Flashback Weekend coming to Chicago. Bruce is back! Flashback Weekend Chicago Horror Con, August 2nd through the 4th, 2019, is proud to announce the legendary Bruce Campbell as a very special guest. We have a huge guest lineup planned for 2019, including special events, parties, screenings, and much more. Party the night away at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant and Bar in the Crown Plaza. Discount hotel rooms at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare are now available for booking. Visit flashbackweekend.com for details and more updates. We have this news from the Haunted Hills Hotel in Lake Station, Indiana. It's been 30 years since the last sighting of Mr. Grimm and the deaths of the teenagers that traveled through Hill Hospital hoping to find him. Little did they know that they would get exactly what they were looking for. Now it's prom night at Hills Hollow High School, and a new set of teenagers are looking for something a little more exciting than your typical after-prom party. As they head to the cursed grounds that are now known as Haunted Hills Hospital by the locals, the real question is, will they suffer the same fate as those from before? Or is the story of Mr. Grimm really just a ghost story? Find out for yourself this February as Haunted Hills Hospital presents Love Hurts 2 Prom Night, happening February 9th and the 16th. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Haunted Hills Hospital. And finally, we have this sad news from the Old Spanish Trail in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, OST friends, we have news. With heavy hearts, we announce that we have decided to sell the Old Spanish Trail. We just want to say thank you so much for all the amazing memories. We've had an absolute blast bringing you scares and laughs for the past 4 years, and we thank you so much for your continued support. We will definitely miss the energy and people of the haunt, but we've decided it's time to move on in search of a more relaxing lifestyle. If you or anyone you know is interested in purchasing the Old Spanish Trail property, shoot us a message. Serious inquiries only, please. This stunning historic building is 11,750 square feet, sits on 2 acres of land, with a fully built haunted attraction behind the building. It's zoned commercial with upstairs residential, 6 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, movie theater, bar, billiard room, a 5,000 square foot pole barn, and much more. This is your once in a lifetime opportunity to own the coolest building in Jacksonville. You can contact them through their website, ostjax.com. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live here in Charlotte, North Carolina, chatting with all the celebrities, all the cool kids, the vendors, lots of great guys and gals and all that kind of stuff. There's a big Nightmare on Elm Street reunion this weekend. We got Robert Englund here. We got lots of people that he killed. Might have killed this one. You never know. He was in 2 movies after all. Mr. Danny Hassel from Nightmare on Elm Street 4 and 5. How you doing, sir?
What's up, guys? Hey, the Big Scary Show, right on.
Yes.
I was killed by Robert Englund. That's my claim to fame. I was killed in number 5.
You are not the first person to make that claim, sir. He has killed a lot of people. So what was it like working with Robert? And again, you were in more than one movie.
It was a blast. Actually, it was a blast. The guy, he's I got to do a lot of effects, so I actually was with Robert a lot. So in 4, I crashed a car, so I got to make a body cast, and so I got to hang out with Robert for hours, and just, he knows everybody in Hollywood and has amazing stories, so it's pretty cool. And then in 4, I was when I had my death scene, that was all a lot of effects also, so I got to hang out with Robert almost every day. My favorite little story though is we were filming by a school, not at a school. It had nothing to do with the shot, but there was young kids, like maybe like kindergarten to like 3rd or 4th grade. And, they were like, oh, there's a Freddy Krueger movie. So they start screaming, oh, Freddy, Freddy, Freddy. And he's in full makeup, and he comes out of the trailer, and these kids at first were screaming, and then it scared the crap out of him. It was the neatest. They thought he was real, man. They were like, oh, my God. He had his, fake teeth and all that, man. He looked awesome.
You mean he's not?
He was that day.
So tell me, what got you into acting, and especially being able to land an iconic role in one of the most recognizable horror series of all? Was this one of those cases where you did film school, you did it in college and summer stock, or was this one of those things where, hey, I know a guy who'd be perfect for this role?
Well, I'd done, like, some small stuff. I was an actor. I had, like, a little career. I hadn't done any big stuff, but this was basically a cattle call audition, and I just don't know how they chose me, but somehow... My headshot ended up in the right pile. So
it's those boyish good looks that we all had back in the 80s, back for me about 50 pounds ago.
Right. It was all my good looks.
You're still a very handsome man, sir.
Thanks.
Right on.
So now you're part of one of the most iconic series out there, and as we've seen a lot in the convention circuit, there's a lot of reunion tours where they get a bunch of people together who are in a particular movie, and they audition or they have them out here meeting the fans and all that stuff. How many of these have you done? Do you have any planned up and with other cast members and stuff?
Well, this is, I think, I don't know if I'm into double digits yet, probably like my seventh one, and after... The movie's actually it's a 30 years now. So like, yes. From 25 years on, the convention thing started really being cool because it was like a 25 year anniversary, and now it's 30. So it's kind of cool. So you know, I don't know how, I'm not going to say Robert's getting old, but you know, Robert's.
You can say Robert's getting old. Robert would tell you he's getting old.
So we want to enjoy the last bit of these conventions and whatnot. And it's great to get the whole cast. Especially Nightmare 4, it was really successful. And then for the fans, if they want to, you know, have things to be signed, like posters and memorabilia, it's great because we're all here. So they can get, you know, get everybody at once.
What's the weirdest or strangest thing a fan has brought to you and asked you to sign?
I don't know. Other than, nothing's too weird. I just can't believe it. But some of the stuff is wild, like pieces of the set that they've been holding on to for 25 years. And
but that's where it went.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, what the heck?
You haven't seen, like, some weird Japanese version of some kind of thing? Or
oh, yeah, that too. I have actually signed a few of those. You don't even know what it says, but, you know, it's got my picture there.
Hey, if it's got your picture on it, you want to sign it, right?
On Elm Street, yeah, yeah.
Do you have any upcoming appearances for people around the country might be able to catch you at something?
Well, I have my band. You can follow my band, Victrola the Band. That's at victrolatheband.com. And then my YouTube, my Hot Shit Hassle, my comedy stuff. So it's called Hot Shit Hassle. Check it out. It's pretty funny.
Tell me a little bit about the band. What do you do?
I play bass. My wife's a singer, and it's not. It's more R&B pop music, I guess. It's not rock and roll, but it's. My wife's a singer, and amazing drummer, guitar player, and we formed in Seattle. We've been going at it for a little now, and so this summer we'll be out there hitting it hard and see what happens.
Flat wound or round wound?
Flat round. Yeah, the strings, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Are you a flat player or a round player? I prefer flats on a couple of mine and rounds on the others, but do you have anything particular?
I got those new Hexon, I don't know what's a company, but they actually make like a hexagon. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen them.
And it supposedly makes it ring longer, and it's just, I wish I could remember the name. Maybe they're overpriced, but they seem to be working right now. Bases are expensive when you have to restring them.
That is true. That's why my favorite brand is On Sale. But for people wanting more information, do you have websites, social media, where people can follow you, the band Victrola, or any of your upcoming con appearances?
Just check me out I'm Danny Hassel on Facebook, and that's real easy. And then VictrolaTheBand.com, and then also Hot Shit Hassel. That's also on YouTube and Facebook and all that. So check it out.
Danny Hassel, I'm going to let you get back to your adoring fans here at the Nightmare on Elm Street reunion. All the good stuff happening here. My name is Drew Badger. We're out.
Awesome. We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.